Welcome to the Bad Seed Podcast, episode 32.
Ooh.
Y'all. I'm Scotty, to my right.
Yeah. Wait, you're right?
Well, my right.
Yeah, I'm Elliot.
Is Elliot. And in front of me, we got my buddy.
Yeah.
We got Brian Mitchell.
What up?
This boy has been doing funnies.
So many funnies.
You've been doing funnies, man. Yeah,
I've been feeling funny. I got fucking wrecked last night.
I know. You're in sweatpants. Like they say. I think this was a Mark Cuban once said this, and it was sweatpants are in correlation with every hangover.
Yeah. That's why NBA players have them on at the start of every game.
No, I mean, they don't have them on at the end of every game.
Nope.
Was Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban.
Was he Cuban?
No, he just smiles weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like Joker without face paint. That's what he looks like to me.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Got about to get fired from that show for making fun of Joaquin Phoenix. Cleft lip.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, that was terrible. Did you not hear about that?
Yeah. No. What's her name?
It wasn't Megyn Kelly, was it?
I don't know.
It was some.
I don't watch any of those whack TV shows.
But it was somebody just. She like went off on Cleft Palate. She was like, "It's gross.
It's
like, but it's like a huge problem." Yeah. And you know.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
And he's got a. What's the shit? It's not like Down syndrome, but it's like when you're super awkward.
Asperger's.
Yeah, he has Asperger's.
Yeah.
You just confused Down syndrome. Well, that makes sense.
Scotty.
I said worse.
Scotty the other day told me I had up syndrome, so that was that was great.
I had it last night.
All right.
I wouldn't shut up and I wouldn't go to sleep.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Right.
To this ear adventure.
Ear venture.
Brian, tell us something about you. Who are you? Where you from?
From Charlotte. I'm a fucking local. Skateboarding for like fucking 17 years. Mm-hmm. Like old motorcycles and hot rods. Just can't afford them because I'm drinking all the time. And started doing comedy.
Nice.
So trying to ruin my reputation one set at a time.
Yeah, that's the thing at all times.
You can say what you want if there's a mic in front of you.
Yeah,
that's true.
The rule. That's in the Bible.
That's the Bible. The mic is the Bible.
It's just a joke. You can say what you want. You can't take it personally. You came to a comedy show.
Right.
That's very true.
Yeah. The only hard R I ever dropped was dinner. I won't even say the R when I order chicken tenders anymore. I order chicken tenders. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. We went there very fast.
I do like NASCAR. So.
Is it NASCAR?
It's NASCAR.
Oh, you hard R on NASCAR.
NASCAR, okay. NASCAR has the hardest R.
Well,
it really does.
They get the pass because that's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Passing and turning left.
Yeah, getting underneath.
Oh, man.
I got free cocaine from a guy at the last NASCAR race and sat on the back of a truck and finished it off. And then I spent $50 on a Confederate flag because I was wasted and set it on fire the next week. We spray painted a bunch of funny shit on it, like pentagrams and death wish symbols. And then we just caught it on fire when we were drunk at like 1 in the afternoon. Yeah, so,
was this past weekend.
No, right? I went. No, this was like, yeah. No, that'd be the third Confederate flag I burned this week.
Just following trucks with lighters.
Just go to Stanley County.
Stanley County. Why? Let's start the fucking show, all right? First up, we got some news.
News.
Some
pluggies news.
Some pluggies news.
Nudes.
Pluggies nudes.
Is it real or fake news?
Well, it's a mixture of both. We've discovered over the years, it's a mixture.
All right. So, yeah. So here we are. Just let's put yourself in a bar in St. Louis, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably been there.
Yep.
Yeah. You're the only person sitting at a bar, and a robber comes in and points a gun at the bartender. What do you do?
Tell him to hurry up so I can get another drink.
You probably will light a cigarette like this man did. And, you know, there's a video for it. We're not going to play the video. Man in St. Louis bar lights cigarette while ignoring armed robber. Security footage shows a St. Louis bar patron nonchalantly reacting to an otherwise terrifying armed robbery, which I watched the video of the armed robbery, and this dude, like, legit didn't even, like, look to his right.
I mean, I feel like that's a good self-defense, you know.
You think it was a bad day?
I feel like, well, I always want a cigarette. If I'm inside somewhere, so if I see an opportunity, like, hey, this bartender's not going to tell me to put this out.
Yeah, there's, like, bigger issues.
So I'm going to, she's dealing with this right now. I'm going to get a quick smoke in so I don't have to go out. It's cold. I don't want to go outside. Yeah.
Also, every day in a bar is a good day. So
yeah.
I don't think no one had a bad day that day.
Yeah, well, the bar did, because there was only one person at the goddamn bar.
Well, there's two, but one has a gun, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, good.
Actually, fact check that. There's two people there with a gun.
Yeah, right.
Right. You're just going to light a cigarette. It's like, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think that dude was not worried about shit. He lit a cigarette. He's like, well, if he gives me problems, I'll just pull the gun out of my pocket. Right.
Yeah, but at what time is it too late to pull your fucking gun out? Like, if somebody's...
he already has his gun
out. Yeah, if somebody's pointing a gun at you and you're like... Take your shot, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be that confident.
That quick on the draw.
Fuck. Is there ever a good time or a bad time? Just,
I don't know. Have you ever been to Florida?
One time, actually. Didn't leave the airport. My dad was a pilot.
Oh, so I was an Uber driver.
Yeah. We landed. I was like, man, that shit was cool. We looked at old airplanes, watched the Blue Angels, and then fucking left.
Well, no, is that like a Blue Angels, like a Cirque du Soleil thing?
Oh, you don't know about the Blue Angels?
Blue Angels, ooh, dude. They're all ex-military stunt plane drivers, and they're like perfect formations. And
yeah.
All the ones that like play chicken with each other and shit?
Yeah, they do crazy shit. Yeah. Like fly like 20 feet over the landing strip upside down.
Nah, that ain't the look.
I sat there and ate chicken tenders on top of the terminal while watching Blue Angels. So my childhood was pretty fucking good.
That's not bad.
Man.
Yeah. I could think of worse things, I guess.
Yeah, my adult life.
Well, yeah, I mean, can you not, like, we're talking about this shit earlier. Like, we're talking about rides at Carowinds, me and Brian.
Mm.
Like, standing in line for 40 minutes to do a 2-second ride, like, I can give myself more anxiety.
No.
No? Yeah.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't stand in line for 40 minutes for the bathroom.
Yeah, we're saying you get the same feeling at a Harris Teeter on a busy day.
Yeah. I just, whenever I run a thrill, I just go to a gas station in a bad neighborhood.
Duke, I actually tell a true Carowinds story I forgot to tell you earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Some dumb chick that wasn't invited. We rode in a group up there, and she just pulled up. Like,
to Carowinds.
To Carowinds.
By the way, anybody listening, Carowinds is an amusement park that is in North Carolina.
/
South Carolina. It's on the border. It's like a Six Flags, like a Busch Gardens, like a Food Lion, like all that kind of shit.
There's fucking fast trains everywhere that send you upside down. It's an amusement park. But this girl showed up, and she's drinking a beer. She ain't slept all night. And just fucking finishes the beer bottle too. Just throws it on the ground. It rolls under some other cars, and then she, and then every ride she had a prescription of Xanax. So every time we were in line, she'd say, "Roller coasters give me anxiety." She'd pop another Xanax, and by like the ninth ride, she's like, "What?" Like, just dude zonked. And then we ride Fury 325, which is the biggest coaster there.
Yeah.
And we get to the top right before it drops. I look over, and she's dead asleep. And every turn we took, her head just bouncing off like her shoulders.
Oh, my God.
And then she went to the bathroom, and we had to send some girls in to get her. She passed out on the toilet with her fucking jeans at her ankles. And then we're walking, and I'm helping walking this dumb bitch out. And then I run into Randy and Gabe. I was like, no, I look like this isn't like, me, dog. Like,
I didn't do this.
I'm not on Xanax. I haven't even drank today.
Right? I'm at Carowinds.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm high on life right now. I just rode the Intimidator. I took a selfie in front of Dale Earnhardt's car. Like, I'm fine.
Which I went and it had a flat tire on it, which is disrespectful as hell.
Yeah. And pit crews can change that shit in 3.5 seconds.
Yeah, just get somebody on it.
Where the fuck are they at? God, his pit crew didn't die, too.
That's very true. It's like, what did they do? Were they like, oh, we're all fired?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, as soon as he hit the wall, really?
That's NASCAR anyways. I worked for Joe Gibbs, and once I left, 50 guys got laid off the next week because NASCAR changed their rules overnight. Wow. On motor building, and all these dudes have been there 20, 25 years. Like, yeah, I'm gonna tell you this, but you gotta get the fuck out.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Joe Gibbs, who was that?
Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs Racing is one of the biggest NASCAR teams.
I know about the racing. Yeah. I don't know who Joe Gibbs
is. He runs Joe Gibbs Racing, and he was the coach for the Redskins when they won the Super Bowl in the 80s.
Yep.
Oh, you knew this?
Yeah, my dad's big. Well, my dad was a Redskins fan at the time.
Which is a soup. Yeah. Can we talk about the name of Redskins? Jesus Christ.
It's
still a
problem. It's still a problem. But you know what? Yeah. The whole NFL is a fucking problem.
But, let's just say,
Tar Heels.
Like hold on. They tried to bring this up a couple years ago with the Redskins.
Oh, it happens every couple of years where people just kind of like shake out and they're like, wait, hold on a fucking second.
Yeah, but the Redskins is so fucking big. Like, just NFL in its own is just so big that anything is just like all these rednecks are like, but it's a thing already, so it's all right.
Yeah.
But then somebody takes a knee, they're like, no,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, racism was a thing already too. Right.
What the fuck?
Heritage, not hate. Like, nah, there's a lot of hate in there, dude.
You said that real hateful.
What do you mean we can't hang?
Like, you said it with a hammer in your hand.
Right.
No, a gun, dog. I grew up in a fucking town. I was like, why can't they have black entertainment television? And we can't have white entertainment television. Like,
It's called ABC.
Fox.
You ever watch Saturday Night Live in the fucking 70s?
Yeah. Or watch any cartoon from the 50s, which we're doing.
We are watching that right now. No.
But we're not racist, though. We're studying. We're trying to beat racism.
We're seeing what we did wrong.
No, I beat racism in 01.
Did you?
I didn't know it was wrong. I was fucking 7 years old. I'm from such a small town. And I was like, oh, shit. They're way cooler than us.
Yeah.
And as a skateboarder, you didn't give a shit. You just wanted to skate together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you're like, wait.
Skateboarding saved my life. So
you're like, my first 10 years on Earth, I've been lied to.
Yeah. Make it like, yeah. Yeah. And I had an invisible sky daddy. My parents told me that this motherfucker was real.
A what?
God.
Yeah, oh, that's what.
Sky daddy.
Sky papa.
Yeah. Hey, when he writes back. Hey, that's why women have such trust issues with men. And Jesus said he'd be right back. It's been 2020 years, dude.
Yeah.
Not one text, not one pull up, not one DM.
Not even a like on a picture.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nothing.
Liars, dude.
Liars. All right. Fucking next news article. What? Taco Bell recalls 2.3 million pounds of beef for metal shavings. Taco Bell has recalled 1,150 tons of seasoned beef after metal shavings were found by at least three customers. Can you imagine?
I think they're a bunch of pussies. Because I'm a machinist. I eat Taco Bell every day. I know it's falling out of my hair into that taco. You paid $1 for it. There's way worse shit in there than fucking metal shavings.
Yeah.
At least you know what the metal shavings are.
Yeah.
The beef went to Taco Bell restaurants in 21 fucking states. The cost of, like, I don't know. That's fucking wild to me.
How many pounds was it again?
It was 1,000. 1,150 tons.
Hey, what was worth more, the food and the meat or the scrap pricing of all the metal shavings in their tacos?
That's why they recalled it, so they could send it back and scrap it.
Yeah, but they had to do that because three people found shavings. Like,
yeah.
And that's from that factory. That's fucking wild. Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
That poor factory dude who fucked up.
Oh, just
got
yeah.
a little bit of metal in it.
Yeah. You think he was, like, listening to Cannibal Corpse or something?
Well, he wasn't listening to his boss.
Or the machine.
No.
That was making the beef.
The machine.
Nor was he looking at his oil levels, because that was the problem.
You say the oil levels?
Oil levels.
Oh.
Metal grinding on metal.
Get that. I hate that smell.
God, I do too.
Oh, just the, ooh.
Hell yeah.
The what now?
The
what?
Metal on metal smell.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, you I can mean, weld for like 5 minutes and be like, yeah, fuck this. I'm never doing this
again. No.
You mean like when you don't change your oil in your car?
Or even like me as a machinist, so I machine steel and I don't use coolant.
Mm-hmm.
It puts off a certain smell. Like it's not like horrible, but it's like it's invasive.
It's just not great. It's not, nobody's buying a, nobody's hanging it from the rear view. You know what I mean? It's just not great.
Yeah. All right. A thug.
Whoops.
In Scotland deliberately farted in a police officer's face during strip search and said, how do you like that?
Yo, back that dude. He's my new best friend.
How do you like that?
I fucking A-cab till the day I die, dude.
What is it? How do you like that?
Hold on. The Scottish accent. I can't do it on cue.
Yeah, no.
I can do Irish.
Hello, mate.
By the way, we're so devoted to this podcast, I'm peeing in a bottle, so I ain't going to walk away.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah. And this is the first time you've met him, and it just got weird real quick.
It was just, all right, well, you shouldn't, well, to
yeah,
be
dude,
fair.
It's not weird.
Scotty left a bottle out labeled piss bottle. So.
It's not that. It's not
Was
that.
It for something else?
Yeah, it was.
It was to drink
when I got mad.
Mad as piss bottle.
Mad at my piss bottle.
Right.
Anyway, Stuart Cook, 28 years old, was at the scene of a car crash in Aberdeen, Scotland, when he was approached by officers. The Aberdeen Sheriff Court heard after cops smelled cannabis and decided to arrest him because he was irate.
Hmm.
Irish or irate?
Oh. Yeah. Cook screamed at the cops and puffed out his chest towards the officers as he was being driven to the police station. Once they arrived, officers conducted a strip search, and Cook was told to bend over. At the previous hearing, Deputy Fiscal Lucy Simpson described what had happened. She said he deliberately farted into the cop's face, into the direction of the cop's face three times, stating, "How do you like that?" Cook previously, before all of this, pled guilty to possession of cannabis.
Oh, he's been here before.
Yeah, right. He knew where he was going.
Yeah, as if like us doing that to cops is any worse than what cops done to civilians.
Right.
No, it's,
he farted.
They
in
shit.
My face.
They shit on us every day.
They shit on somebody.
I got a DUI with no key in the ignition, sleeping in my car. It's like, fuck.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Well, because you were in the driver's seat.
What do you know? I was on top of the car. I'm just kidding.
I was in the trunk.
Yeah. So, and I drive a station wagon.
So you could have been anywhere.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. God, fuck them, dude.
Oh, man.
I fucking hate cops.
Fuck them, dude.
Yeah, I fucking hate cops. Dude, my court papers said, when he did his reports, says, Brian said he stopped to piss and then decided not to drive. And I was on the side of 77.
What?
Suboxone's a hell of a drug. I'm just kidding.
That's still a DUI. Either way.
DUI or die, baby.
Wow, damn. All right. Not... A plane dumped jet fuel over Los Angeles. 60 people on the ground were treated.
Good.
Treated poorly.
Well, let me get into it, guys, before you guys make some jokes. Whoa, 60 people were treated after a plane dumped jet fuel while returning to Los Angeles International Airport on Tuesday, hitting 5 elementary schools and 1 high school. It's like, where do we dump this? Yeah, here. The worst fucking spot to do this.
That was a bad day to bring your cigarettes to the elementary school day.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's not great.
The incident happened just after noon Tuesday. Inspector Sean Ferguson of the Los Angeles County Fire Department told CNN, the most heavily affected school was Park Avenue Elementary.
heavily affected.
Where 20 children and 11 adults were reported with minor injuries.
Oh, God.
They get hit with the fucking 50-gallon drum.
Like, ooh. But it doesn't specify if it was just, like, a shitload of gas or if it was just, like...
Well, how many reported injuries were there? Did the plane crash into all 5 schools? What the 60 fuck 60
people. Yeah, right? Like, they're just like, yeah, we don't need this anymore. Like, why do you not need gas?
Yeah.
Why do you not need fuel?
Do they? Is that like a wrong button you can just hit?
Yeah.
It's a, whoops, the button, I dumped all the fuel out of the plane.
It's the one that has the glass over it that says, do not push.
I think I know. There ain't a button in there. My dad was a pilot. I think I fucking know. I know, idea.
I know what I'm talking about.
It's
dude.
In the genetics. I'm a pilot now. Highly infected. Half those kids are highly elevated, dude. It's California. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
They're all going to be huffers.
Where I grew up, yeah I was going to say it. Where I grew up, I'd get wasted when I was like 16. My brother would look at me, he's dead in the face, but you want to go to the garage and huff some gas? So those kids don't even know how good they have it. So
yeah, they got a free fix.
They got the good shit.
I heard California's got the gas.
That's true.
I'm going to light myself on fire after this episode.
All right. My last article. Father and son accused of selling body parts infected with HIV. Questions? Yeah, I know.
Answers is what I'm more concerned about.
A father and son have been charged for allegedly selling body parts on the black market they knew were contaminated with an infectious disease. Donald Green Sr. was charged with wire fraud in relation to a year-long operation that involved selling diseased cadavers. Blah, blah, blah. Either way.
Who's buying the cadavers?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, one, yes, who is buying this? And two, why is it such a crime to keep it in the family? It's a family business. Why is it rough?
It's my whole thing is, okay, there's so many steps, right? First, they have to be selling body parts, which is pretty
one, you have outrageous. To have fucking body parts.
Right. They got to find them. And then do you think
is it pre-order?
Did somebody?
And we all know every Tuesday down at the family house, it's upper thigh night.
Upper thigh.
Like, who the fuck cares if it's infected? What are you doing with it to get infected by it anyway? Yeah,
if you cook it to 165 degrees, the infection goes away.
Yeah.
You think they got to deal on a 3-piece? Breast, thigh, and wing.
Hey, by the way, I tried to do that with my dick. That didn't work. 165 degrees, hot. Mm-mm. Infection's still there.
No. You stick your dick in an oven. It's not.
Yeah. Sometimes I want to stick my head in one.
Stick your dick in the oven. The door's still open.
You know,
you're the dumbass.
It was only like 2 years ago that I understood how people killed themselves by putting their head in the oven because I thought that people were just preheating the oven to like 500 degrees and cooking their head till they died.
God.
And then I learned and I was like, oh no, yeah. It's like a gassing themselves. Because
you watched Wrist Cutters.
That's my favorite movie. Right.
That's a dope movie.
It is a dope movie.
Yeah.
Love it.
I fucking, Shannon Salzman.
I almost said shout out to Eugene Merman, but Great White Buffalo.
That's kind of what, you know, it works out. My girlfriend kind of looks like Shannon Salzman, so. I won. If only I could write like Tom Waits.
Yeah.
What, in a basement?
Yeah.
just
abandoned,
sad.
Oh, yeah, I got that covered.
Well, yeah, why don't you just,
I just don't want to.
He just yawn. He just sounds like he's yawning all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you take a shit and start talking while you're shitting.
That instant Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah.
Turd come out now, tomorrow, next week. Yeah. Barn door.
Barn door? What? I actually watched that movie like a week ago.
I have a hard copy.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Hard copy.
Really? I have a digital download.
Oh.
God.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Gen Z. What are we? What are we?
I think we're millennials.
Yeah, we're all millennials, yeah. Actually.
I know I'm a millennial.
It's a really loose term these days.
Yeah. A boomer's not, though.
Well,
I know, yeah. I'm a millennial because I remember watching WWF and Y2J coming out, baby.
Yeah.
The end of an era.
End of an era.
End of a decade.
The next one's going to be called boofers.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
like, that's our generation. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Boofers.
Yeah, this dude... Yeah. Oh, God. I'm not going to go to that story. I'm trying to suppress that memory. It happened yesterday.
This was 16 hours ago.
Yeah, what happens behind the alley and at the bar stays there. Unless I take a piss test.
And then you have to explain it.
Yeah. Just don't test my butthole. I'm just going to... Woohoo!
All right, Elliot, where are we at?
We're at asshole questions.
Gross.
Am I the asshole? Is what these people want to know. And we're going to figure it out.
All right.
So,
First off, Brian Mitchell. first story.
The first one is, am I the asshole for not wanting my kids to be named Ben and Jerry? Nah.
There's more down there.
Because we all know Tom and Jerry is a way sicker setup.
Yeah.
Right. So he goes on to say, my father-in-law recently passed away, so my husband wants to honor his memory, as per tradition, by naming our next-born son, who I am pregnant with, after him. Since his father passed away while I was pregnant, he feels it is imperative that our son share the same first name. However, my older son is named Ben, and my father-in-law's name was Jerry. Naturally, I don't want my kids to be named Ben and Jerry, but my husband thinks I'm being disrespectful to his family tradition, and he doesn't see it as a big deal that his kids happen to share the same name as an ice cream company.
Okay.
Oh, for someone who loves ice cream, that's fine with me.
Yeah, that's... So, she's pregnant,
mm-hmm.
And she's on a fucking forum, and she's like, I need answers.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to figure this out right fucking now.
Right.
Well, I think I'd be more sick if their last name was Jerry and his middle name was And. Is that fucked up? We will name our kid Ben and Jerry. His granddaddy's name was And grandma's name was Ben.
Kind of grandpa. I don't know.
Yeah. Stepdaddy. Grandpa.
I don't know. Yeah, Tom and Jerry would work way cooler. Tom and... Yeah.
Well, Tom, they'd be fighting all the time.
Yeah. Well,
it's just like siblings anyways. Oh, shit, there's only one. We're only talking about one kid. Fuck.
Well...
I have to fix my mic, sorry. Hold up.
If it, you know, only children are weird, man.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So,
what if we all got lazy boys and mics built into them and we could just put it in a circle?
I'm not going to lie to you. Me and Elliot's already talked about if we could bring this table closer and just lay back while we talk.
Yeah, so we don't have to sit forward. That would be amazing.
It's like, and like have to wake each other up.
Yeah, because right now we're both sitting forward like we're sitting next to a stranger at the DMV.
Oh, I'm half breathing every time I go in.
No, not me.
Yeah, you got
a better posture.
You look like a substitute teacher.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Just riding it out.
Look, kids, if you're gonna smoke pots, go to hallways. I need this job. Gas station ain't paying as much as it was.
I wish that I heard that. Wish I didn't hear that, but I heard that.
Yeah, you imagine the substitute teacher like Ben and Jerry. Who's fucking with me?
Right. All right, you little shits.
Yeah, listen, all 31 of you, shut the fuck up.
The last episode we did, there was a guy. There was an asshole question about like John Doe.
Like, that would have been the name of his kid, was John Doe.
Yeah, so it was basically the same thing. It was like, am I an asshole because I don't want my kid to be John Doe?
Well, why don't we start a pizza company and call it John Doe?
Oh, there you go.
Or John, don't do that.
John, don't Doe. Don't Doe.
Or just start a bird rescue and call it John Dodo.
Or just start a bird rescue because birds are fucking tight.
Yeah, it depends, man. There was a bird. So in Gastonia, there was, like where Toys R Us and stuff was, there was a pet store.
Fucking would be in Gastonia.
Yeah, well, there was one animal for sale the entire time, and it was a 80-something-year-old parrot. Imagine what this parrot's seen.
Yeah.
He was the biggest cocksucker in the fucking world.
So was every 87-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. But put it as a parrot, and his entire life, he's just mocked people.
So just like every other 87-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Guess. Fuck. God damn it.
Why can't we have black entertainment television and white entertainment television?
Yeah. Well, that's basically what the fucking thing used to say all the time. He's a parrot in Gastonia.
Punching a Nazi is cool, but like, are you allowed to punch a parrot if they say some fucked up shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put your like pinky down his throat. Like, what'd you just say?
Yeah, yeah.
Rah, blue lives matter.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Oh my god. Oh, dude, I'd have broke. I do not kill things. I'd have broke that bird's neck. Blue lives shatter, baby. Fuck you. God.
What?
Where if we had some wax called Blue Lives Shatter?
Oh man,
makes you real paranoid. Just like every cop. No, psych. You don't make me scared. Fuck you, dude.
Oh man, what is
we do this like every day? This should be butter. My girlfriend's like, are you done yet? I'm like, baby, tonight's podcast night.
It's podcast.
Yeah, and she's like it's Monday through Sunday, you asshole. I'm like, baby,
it's like poker night.
Do you believe in me or not?
It's poker night, but you make less money.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't make any money in the first place on poker night.
And you get way less done.
It was dude, I bet a $2 bill on a game of dice last night, lost, my buddy won it, and then we ended up doing cocaine and fucking using that $2 bill, and then I woke up with my money back in my pocket.
That's how you get it back.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's funny that doesn't work with hundreds.
No.
I've never even seen a $100 bill. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I heard of them.
The only reason I'm here is Scotty said he'd pay me $10 for me to show up.
Wait, you're getting paid?
Well, that was false. And I made you bring me a burger.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, I did bring food.
No, I would pay Scotty to be here.
No, so.
I love Elliot. So, yeah. Chase Elliot. Elliot. Damn, that should be your new Instagram name, dude.
Which one?
Chase Elliott Jr.
Chase Elliott. Yeah, that would be all right.
Dude, that's I get down sick, with that, dude.
What number is Chase Elliott?
Good question,
man. You know what? There's been so many changes.
Dude. Man. No Viagra's went around three cars now.
Yeah, dude, I can't even fucking.
Yeah.
Oh. I used to make the parts for Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin, though.
Matt
Kenseth.
I made chicken tenders for Kyle Busch at my old restaurant, Killington's.
Yeah. We're not the same. I'm just kidding. Hold on, Killington. I've been there.
Yeah, Huntersville.
Hell yeah.
We used to have Wednesday Joe Gibbs night. So earlier when I was talking about Joe Gibbs and not knowing who they were, I knew exactly who they were.
Yeah,
I used to dread Wednesdays.
Yeah, and you would have to fucking discount them because they've done absolutely fucking 50%. Nothing.
50%.
Well, see, I went into Pinky's every day in Huntersville, and they would discount me because I tipped the dog shit out of them, and I get the same thing every day, and I deserved it. I wasn't a fucking dickhead. They'd be like, Joe Gibbs discount. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
No, why don't you just put friend discount? Your service industry, I bartend, I fucking get it, dude. Just be honest on this piece of paper, because I keep these things.
You don't keep receipts.
No.
You didn't.
I ain't got nothing to write my taxes on, dude. They're asking me for money.
You didn't strike me for the receipt kind of.
Well, I don't wash my pants for like 3 weeks at a time, so sometimes I'll have like fucking 40 receipts in my back pocket.
Well, also the print comes off. I kept for 6 months out of a year from January to the summer. I kept all my receipts 1 year, and I thought I was doing good. And I fucking opened up that bag one day and realized that all the ink from all of those receipts wore off.
Also, if you take a lighter to a receipt, it'll just go black. So.
Yeah, so I did all that for no... Like, I did so much extra work for no goddamn reason.
That's me now. Well, everything I do.
You do extra work for no goddamn reason.
You hear this accent? I'm a working motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, I'm from Long Island. This is fake.
Oh, my God. I'm fucking pissed. I'm so mad.
All right, Elliot. What's your next one?
Oh, the next one. All right, what do we got? Am I the asshole for nicknaming my blind mother-in-law Roomba?
First of all, for someone who does comedy, no.
Yeah.
Second of all, that's amazing.
Yeah. She lives with me and my wife and our children. She's completely blind, but knows our house well and finds her way about, in part, by lightly bumping into things and then changing direction.
It's like me when I'm drunk.
Yeah. I was going to say, it'd be more fucked up if it was more relevant. She's old as dog shit. It's like, if you're like, hey, Ray Charles, like, that'd be more fucked up. Or like, hey, Stevie Wonder.
Are you saying if it's a joke she gets?
Yeah, and it's, dude,
it's more fucked up?
Yeah, she's, well, when did she go blind? How about that? Maybe she saw a Roomba the first year it came out.
I was
going
to say, when did Roomba come out?
Yeah, last year.
Dude, all right, look, I'm fucking 27. I don't know what I fucking had for dinner last night. You think this 85-year-old...
You had Applebee's.
No, it was lunch, dog. I think I had cocaine for dinner last night. I can't remember shit, dude.
That's not good, man. You need to portion better.
Is that keto friendly?
Actually, the shit I snorted last night was grain fed.
Oh, it was free range cocaine?
Yeah, but it wasn't free. Sorry. I can't tell my levels in my mic.
Wow, you guys said the word free and freaked out. That's fun. Yeah. Well, finish the story, Elliot.
So the way he explains himself, she has a great sense of humor and thinks the nickname is funny, as do our kids. I don't call her Roomba all the time, only sometimes when she is navigating the house. But my wife hates it and says I'm being an asshole.
Is it his grandmother or his mother?
It's his mother-in-law.
Oh, I wish it was grandma, because she can call her Groomba. I am Groomba.
Is Groomba a little robot that just goes on your face?
That sounds like something
shaves you down.
That sounds like something from Mario.
Well, we all know she doesn't shave her face, and them fucking freckles are bothering the hell out of me. Friskers, whiskers.
I mean, I think if she was vacuuming one day, for some reason
she can't walk, dude.
No, she can't see.
She can walk.
She's 85. She can't do either. When they say she's wandering around the house, we're talking about the scooter they got her.
All right.
Sorry.
No, I think you're funny because it's your in-law.
Yeah,
and you can say whatever the fuck you want.
And in-laws treat you like shit a lot of times anyway. So send it back.
Oh. Yeah, give some guff back.
Give some girth back.
Get some girth back.
Girth Brooks.
Girth Brooks.
That's the third time I've heard that word tonight.
Well, that's actually an Instagram handle, so I really can't fucking say that. I can't give... Whatever. I tried to drink my beer and there was a hair in it. No.
How do you get a new beer and there's a hair in it?
It's because I don't take care of my fucking hair.
Well, also, how do you get a fucking Taco Bell taco and there's fucking metal shavings in it?
Yeah, just do my career. It's super easy.
Yeah, it's called crossing paths.
Better than crossing streams.
Depending on who you are.
We should cross streams sometimes, dude. Maybe this week.
That's on the third episode.
Okay.
At least that's what me and Scotty did.
Yeah.
What if you crossed baths?
Just two bats at the same time?
Yeah, but shaped in a heart, dude.
Oh,
that's a lot of rent, dude. You got to have two baths in a house.
Nah, that's like $25 in fucking Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah. What?
This went weird. Elliot, where else are you?
Actually, that's all I got for today.
I'm pissed.
That's it.
So now what?
Two.
I thought I had three, but I only had two.
God damn it.
I worked all day today, god damn it. I didn't. I went into work at 4 o'clock. I had 3 hours a day to prepare, and I didn't.
Well,
wow.
You should buy a skateboard, because we're all underachievers.
So you like skateboards, eh?
Dude.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, I guess. Skateboard's all right, except for my nickname in high school. That shit sucks.
Oh, let's talk about that, because mine was the worst.
Yeah, it was really ironic. All the rednecks would call me skater fag, but but their girlfriends would come to me to talk about how shitty they were. So I'm like,
so what?
I'm not that guy because I want to have sex with your girlfriend. And I didn't know any different. But it was also ironic because they called me skater fag, but I'd wear tight pants. And they'd come pull on my jeans right by my balls. I'm like, you got room for your balls in there? I'm like, you should already know.
Yeah, now
you just grazed them. So ironic, dude.
So was there a nickname?
Yeah, skater fag. I already said that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, that's not. I thought it'd be a lot funnier if that wasn't the nickname. Like, no. You're like, yeah, their girlfriends used to call me dumb bitch or something.
Oh, no, their girlfriends called me a lot of things. Skater fag was not one of them.
It was skater pussy.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah, yeah. They were more politically correct. Yeah, dude, I went to a Wendy's in my small town and ran into this kid, and he was like, "Are you still a skater fag?" And I was like, "I came here to get nuggets, dude. Right? Like, my serotonin was up. You just fucking drained it." And yeah. Your wife's going to be real big by the time you're 30. You're going to have like 6 kids. You're going to resent, and you're going to believe in invisible God. So get in your race car while you can.
What did you call him earlier? The sky
daddy.
Sky daddy. A sky daddy.
Never wrote me back.
A sky Papa John.
Not a repost, not a retweet.
Nothing.
Not a liked message.
All right. We're on to the last subject of class, which is this sounds like bullshit,
which is something I never attended class.
Oh yeah. If you were a subject, you would be this one. This sounds like bullshit. First one. Every year on August 5th, the Mars Curiosity rover celebrates an anniversary of itself by singing happy birthday to itself all alone on Mars.
Oh, wow.
Is that the saddest thing? A little robot on Mars is just singing to itself.
Singing to itself.
Fuck. I'm sure it's more people singing happy birthday to that thing than to me.
Yeah.
You ever try to ask an Applebee's waitress to say happy birthday to you?
No. Have you ever tried to ask a nice restaurant to sing you happy birthday? And they're like, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, sorry.
And they don't even follow it up with like, but happy birthday.
Yeah, dude, it was happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Was
dear. No, it was tight. We went to Red Lobster yesterday and we heard three.
You were in Red Lobster today. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck. Was that today? Oh, that was today. Sorry, guys. It was today. We heard like three different birthday songs. And it was not three different. What was it?
Remixed. Whose fucking birthday is it?
All right. So it was this huge flat top table. It was this huge, like, it was like 30 top African American family. It was three different people's birthdays in the same day.
Ooh, shit. Knock it out.
And there were not one employee was singing it, which is how it should be. And also, that's kind of fucking outlawish for you. Just like, yo, we better break this shit out.
Yeah.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday. I was like, hell yeah. I even started hooting, hollering, and clapping. I was stoked. I was like, I don't even want to be in this booth. I want to be on that table.
You just kept yelling cheese biscuits.
Oh, dude.
You can't top them.
But that's why I do that every time I get a Red Lobster. I start screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the waiter's like, if you need anything, just holler at me. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Okay. I'm going.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, if you need anything, I was like, do you mind if I just say, And she's like, yeah. And she was like, that's fine. I'm like, oh, shit, that's my table.
That's what, the last time I went to a Red Lobster, it was lit like a strip club.
Yeah, it is, it so was fucking dark at night.
Dark.
Strip lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Pill and Eats. Pill and Eat Lobster.
I thought about changing my Instagram name to Shred Lobster.
Oh, that's solid.
I'm sure that's got to be a not available name.
Yeah. Or Bipolar.
That one's better. That's better.
Yeah.
What was the Joaquin one you came up with earlier?
Oh, no. Oh, dude. Actually, I still have a new one. Do a horror film called The Last House on the Cleft. Oh, no. Everybody's got cleft lips. Call it Cleft Jam.
Cleft.
No, Cleft.
Cleft Comedy Jam. That's rough. That's rough.
Oh, shit. I got to think about the original one now. No.
Yeah.
Cleft Tones.
Cleft Tones. That's what it was. Yeah. The Cleft Tones.
White Pony.
White Cleflitch.
White
By Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, no. This one's called... This is one of her hit songs. It's called Back to Cool.
There's a sex ed class with people with cleft lips called sex club. Oh, God.
All right. Next one. Woof. Okay. The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that has also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%.
I mean... I actively try to drink dinosaur piss. Yeah. So that's...
Well, you know, you have.
Yeah.
Is that rough on you, or...?
No, I mean, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like, for me, it's like when you... I love watching, like, atheist, like, theologians on YouTube and shit. And they're like, we're compiled of stardust. Shut We're the made fuck of stars. Up, dude. Like
really? Because I just took a huge shit.
Yeah, yeah. And two, dude, dinosaur piss is as real as Loch Ness Monster. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got one photo from 1943.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because now hipsters are using those same photos.
Yeah, well, there's not any frozen dinosaur piss anywhere.
Yeah. I remember right upper leg knot. Upper thigh knot.
Is there not any like dinosaur pellets anywhere? Like, there's no dinosaur shit.
Yeah, when I shot them with a pellet gun.
I'm just saying, as big as shit as they took.
Oh, I'm sure there's dinosaur shit.
I hope
there.
I do.
I'm just not.
Yeah,
I'm not a paleontologist. I wish I knew more.
No, Elliot, you know a lot of weird stuff. I really thought you would.
I'm not a paleontologist or a Presbyterian, and I ain't got answers for
those
shit.
Two. Yeah. Mm. Did you guys hear about the
Presbyterian
United Methodist Church?
Methodist
Church.
The gay.
Yeah,
yeah.
The gay.
Yeah. No, that's the debate. No, I heard on NPR in my Volvo station wagon.
You listen to NPR
every fucking
day.
I'm Dave Mattingly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do every morning.
I'm Lachmi Singh. Oh man, I fucking love NPR.
I listen to NPR. I wake up at 4:45 in the morning, go to work.
Yeah. Also, you get the BBC World News.
I get, yeah. Like, it's like, yeah. Trump fucked up again. I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, big surprise.
Yeah. And no, here's a challenge I do. Every day, I got the, you know, because I got Volvo station wagon. It's got the temperature outside on the speedometer. And they're like, I'm Dave Mattingly. Today in Charlotte, it's 61. Today in Hickory, it's 64.
Oh, yeah.
And then every time it's wrong, which is every day, I'm right. like, oh, you almost got it. It's 59.
Yeah, you piece of
but
shit.
When it gets right, I swear to God, every morning, it's so scary. I'll be driving down fucking 277, and I look down, and when they say the temperature, I look down, I'm like, and when it's right, I'm like, it's going to be a good day. Like, everything aligned.
Yeah,
the stars aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every morning.
Yeah. You fucking nailed
it. Well, it's
it.
Not every morning. It's once every 2 months that he's right.
Oh, yeah, when he's right. No, I'm saying, but every morning when he says another thing is they don't say it's 5:30. They say it's 5:29. And when I leave the apartment, when I leave the apartment, he'll be like, it's 5:29. I'm like, I'm going to be late. We go by a point system, and I'm close. Like, dude, I'm Dave Mattingly. He's like, I'm Brian Mitchell. I'm going to get fired today. Dave might have a job later.
It's 56 degrees.
Wrong. And then when they say it's 529, I'm like, wrong. Right. Oh, fuck, why did I stay at the bar till 12:30? I got 3 hours of sleep. I got the most energy when I'm still drunk from the night before. I don't understand it. I mean, I do. Come on, right. We all understand that, but it's so bad. I fucking qualified to work 2 days ago. I was still drunk from the night before, and I burned tires out of the apartment knowing I was going to be late. And fucking was running like 100 miles an hour the whole way to work, knowing I was going to be late.
So you got points deducted, and you took a half day.
And I don't have a license, and my car ain't got insurance on it.
Oh,
dude.
A-cab.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds like you're from the South.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not. Actually, I'm from Canada. I got this accent through...
social media.
Witchcraft?
No, you know those apps where it's like, learn a new language.
Oh, you okay.
I chose North Carolina.
Okay.
It was like, you don't say potato, you say taters.
Taters.
Or just, you don't say oil,
you say
oil.
Just say what you're going to say, just say it different.
Which is actually what everybody's ever told me about my opinions. So don't say it that way.
Do you say it different?
Yeah. Like, don't say, like, I hope all cops are buried alive. But, like, there's...
Yeah.
See, I can't say it another way. There ain't no language app for fuck a cop.
You know, I think it's they're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a nice way to put it. All right, next one. This one really fucked me up because my whole life I've been lied to.
Same.
Yeah, that's true.
Jesus.
In a bunch of different ways. Mario from, Mario and Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi came around later.
Right. He's the younger, I assume. Yeah. I don't know.
No, Mario's the older brother, bro.
It would be depressing. It would be depressing if Luigi was the older brother.
Wait, does Luigi have a mustache?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's thicker. And all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we're still talking about mustaches, right?
No, Luigi's uncut.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
Hung Luigi.
All right.
Yeah.
Mario hits... In the first video game, Mario hits the blocks with his hand, not his head.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that. I've never noticed that in my life.
That's a famous pose.
Actually, dude, I actually have a funny story about Super Mario.
No, this is just Mario. It's not Super.
That's just okay, Mario.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, Super Nintendo Mario. I actually have a true fucking story about this. Back when Spice was popular, K2.
K2.
Synthetic weed.
Yeah.
Dude, me and my best friend growing up, me and her, we smoked some K2. And her mom's boyfriend was a DJ of a strip club out here in Charlotte, but they lived out in Albemarle.
Yeah, you can't DJ in the same
city. Yeah, of course.
It's
yeah.
like a cop.
He tried to give me a job, you know, and I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, my mom. Like, my mom knows everything. But, no, swear to God, we smoked K2. I took, like, two or three big-ass hits. And we sat there and tried to play it. We're playing two-player. and every time there was like a hole in the level and you're supposed to jump over it, me and her both kept, like, at the first jump, we were so, like, out of our minds. Just run off a cliff over and over.
Yeah.
Oh, then her little brother came in, and he was trying to play it, and we kept hearing the noise over, the music over and over. And me and her both looked at him, and he was, like, 5 or 6, and we're like, hey, dude, we're really sorry, but you got to get the fuck out. Like, we're having a bad trip on Spice.
You need to get out of this room.
Yeah, like, we're having a bad trip on Spice, like.
And then he walks out crying, and
the parents
are like, "What? Why are you crying?" He's like, "They're on cinnamon or some shit."
Yeah, no, I literally went to walk to the bathroom, walked past the living room, and her mom's boyfriend said, "You alright?" I was like, "You." I looked at him so scared. I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. Who are you? Who am I? What the fuck?" Yeah.
What?
If weed doesn't make you panic enough, you guys should try K2.
Yeah. Mm. If you aren't chemically imbalanced enough, try this.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff was stupid.
Yeah, it made me feel stupid.
Yeah, well, as it should.
I'm about to pee in that perfume bottle.
Not again.
I'm just kidding.
All right, next one. I find the dumbest fucking ones. Male pandas do a handstand when they pee to compete for dominance by marking trees. Whoever pees the highest wins.
Well, I would lose that game.
Like, they actually pee on their heads.
Has any of these motherfuckers writing these articles ever been to Charlotte? Because that's what I do.
On walls.
If you guys don't know, there's a bar out here, and the men's bathroom doesn't lock because of the extreme cocaine use in the city. And there's 2 urinals. And if you're a local, you know you can pee in it. Mm. Like, 2 people. You just, you know, whatever. And then, but if you're not, they always say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Like, no, dude, the door don't lock. But nowadays, I do the same thing. If somebody walks in, I just handstand. Start pissing.
Like, are their dicks hard? Like,
is your dick hard every time you pee?
Yeah, but
but
if it goes, if you're upside down,
your face,
you're gonna piss in your own face.
Yeah. If it's, so is their dick okay?
No, next I understand. One. No, I get it. Is females? When our shit gets harder than usual, it faces our chin. All right, so that's
whose?
Does yours go down?
Mine's sad.
Oh shit!
Your chin? What?
Yeah, you. When your dick is hard.
What's your name? Johnny Sins? God damn!
I don't know who was the porn star we were talking about earlier.
Don't act like you don't know who Johnny Sins is.
Johnny Sims 3.
All right, next one. When the first Star Wars came out, France was still executing people with the guillotine.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
Guillotine.
Nah, dude, if it's spelled like that, that's how I say it.
Yeah. Like jalapeno.
The guillotino.
It's not spelled like that, dude. I wouldn't say it. It's jalapeno. Don't be a fucking dummy.
Yeah. Right, hold on.
When did Star Wars come out?
1977.
Oh. Huh.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
No, I have stuff to do.
I don't know dick about Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I take that back. I am not the only person with a Star Wars tattoo that doesn't care about Star Wars.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure
true.
There's 100, probably 200 of them. No, it was free. And
I'll give you a free one right now.
No, that's not going to happen. This one.
He's got to donate plasma.
Yeah, to pay me.
Yeah, I can't. No,
this sewing needle and this pen ink was real expensive.
Yeah, but I got to have 12 months with no tax. So, the next one, and I'm going to have you guys one by one do this.
Oh, Okay.
As long as it involves pissing, I'm okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
This is pretty wild. When you put your finger inside your ear and scratch, it sounds like Pac-Man. Take it out.
Yeah.
What the why'd you fuck my head up like that,
dude? Dude, what?
That is
I want everybody to try it right now.
I want everybody to put their ear to their headphone and listen to this.
Looking back at me.
Tomorrow.
Oh my god. All right. So Michael Jackson once tried to buy Marvel Comics. You knew about this?
I have read about that.
Because he wanted to star as Spider-Man in the movies.
Yeah. Well, he slung a lot of web.
That was the most brilliant thing I've ever heard in my life. I was also going to ask, how old was the dude selling the comic book?
Right. Is the story that...
No, not
that
the comic book, the company.
Yeah, no, he tried to buy a Marvel comic from a kid.
Oh, my God. He's like, kid, I'm a Spider-Man. Yeah. Unforgivable.
Want to see me stick to the ceiling?
Oh.
Do you want to stick to the ceiling?
I really hate that people fucking vouch for Michael Jackson.
Oh, dude, people still rep him super I hate hard.
It. It's like, why? If any of us or anybody... Maybe on this entire street had just like a charge or like he went to trial twice.
Yeah.
You know, like he got off of it.
And he got off on it.
And also had a documentary of, I don't know, 8 other kids.
No, I watched that documentary.
Dude,
I couldn't finish it.
He literally said, I don't mind if they sleep in my bed. I was like, you just said that out loud? And he's like, I don't rape him. Like,
I'm just a baby. No, you're not.
Yeah. You're 44 years old.
Yeah.
No, you're creepy. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. Billie Jean's a good song.
It's not, but also, you know.
What's that?
As much as fuck Michael Jackson, fuck Michael Jackson's dad.
Oh, yeah. Joe Jackson used to throw him into the fireplace. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Whenever they were off key, he would just be like, into the fireplace.
Yeah, but...
But does that... I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't excuse
that
it.
That doesn't...
No. I'm not saying it excuses
it. Yeah, but it does.
It
apparently it does.
Because the worst thing Janet ever did was pull her titty out on
And that
Super
was
Bowl.
Justin. That wasn't even her.
Yeah, she was just... Yeah, she was just standing
there. And
hold
on. That shit had to be planned. Who the fuck has a zipper on their pants that unbuttons?
Yeah.
Also, she had a pasty on.
Yeah, it was like a star or like a sun.
What? Like her career went so bad that she had to like. She's like, I gotta go to my second job after the strip club.
Right.
No, that's definitely what it was. It was
that
like,
shit ain't a bra. It's a sticker. Not once I would put a star over my dick, thinking someone might pull my jeans off tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like I need to make less money next week. I'm gonna pull my pants off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm not a stripper. They pay me for the disappointment.
Is that why you're not a stripper?
Dude. I don't shake ass. I shake bones, dude. My shit's just, I'm nothing here.
Anxiety, baby.
I
don't shake my ass. I shake my bones.
I shake my head at myself sometimes.
PTSD.
And not in a yes motion. No, fuck. Why'd you do that?
Next one. Abraham Lincoln's bodyguard left his post at the Ford's Theater to go for a drink.
Well, he didn't have a choice but to leave it because it was a Ford.
Oh.
It's a mechanic.
Found on road dead.
Okay, I get it.
Yep, there we are. Well, those are fighting words.
I'm a Chevy man to the dead.
Ford stands for... My president got shot in the back of the fucking head.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he got his brains cleaned out, but you know,
I wish somebody had cleaned it. Yeah, dude. Honestly, him getting shot in the head and driving a Ford, it's kind of the same thing. He ain't going nowhere after.
Can you imagine dying at a play? That would suck.
Could you? That's how I felt in theater class in high school.
Because the whole time you think during the play, you're like, this is almost over.
nothing like paying fucking VIP tickets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was in the balcony, too. He was in the good seats.
No, he's the only balcony. Like, it was just and one then, yeah. for him. And it, everybody's not watching the play. They're watching him.
And then, you know my favorite thing
about... Nobody wasn't like... Watch out.
They called him old John Wilkes Shoot.
Booth.
John Wilkes Booths.
He had a cleft.
Welcome to Charlotte.
He had a cleft lip.
My favorite thing about the Lincoln assassination is that John Wilkes Booth fell off the balcony, I believe, and broke his arm. And a doctor treated him and set his arm. You know, in a sling, and that doctor was hung for treason.
Oh shit!
By a tree?
Yeah, I was
hung by treason from treason. Yes.
Yeah, it's like resin, but
you ruined this for trees.
Different. All right, last one, and this one's pretty cool. Honestly, it's not.
They've all been pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Well, all right. The blob of toothpaste that sits on your toothbrush. Actually has a name. Like, you think it's just toothpaste at that point, right?
Yeah.
No, it's called a nurdle.
A nurdle?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't brush my teeth ever.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, wait, back it up. You said toothpaste?
It's the stuff that goes...
It's like to glue your teeth back on?
Yeah, it's like dental. Yeah.
It's like dental. All
right, so it's not going to work. That doesn't work.
It's like denial, but what, toothpaste.
What is it called again?
It's called Nurdle.
Nurdle. Oh, okay. There's a U in there? All right.
Yeah. It's not.
What do you think was in there?
It's I don't know. Like N-E-R-D?
It's not a play on something else.
Nurdle. Hold on. I got to put this Nurdle on my mouth.
Yeah, I think that's why they stopped using it, I think. Whatever. I thought
there
it was
such a build up to that.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you. All right, guys, we've came to this time in the day.
Yeah.
In this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sun's still out.
Somewhere.
If you've enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and subscribe if you haven't already. Leave us a rating or a review if you're feeling fucking frisky. Or something. Go over to our Anchor page where you can also listen to the show. You can fucking donate to the show so we can keep upgrading.
Yes.
And making the show better and improving and all that good shit. The link to that is anchor.fm/badseedpodcast and then click the support button. You can also leave a voice message and tell us things, anything, and we'll play them on the show. Whatever they are, I don't care. Yeah, those things. Brian, what you got anything coming up?
When the fuck is this coming out?
In like a day.
Oh, perfect. This Tuesday, 21st?
Yeah, you're horrible with numbers and everything.
Yeah, which is ironic. Yeah, 21st, I'm at Comedy Zone. And I'm only doing 3 minutes. I know it's annoying, but I'm starting off.
Yeah, you're new, man. That's how it works.
Which is super annoying, but and
it's cutthroat.
I can understand if you can't make it, because dude, the fucking Comedy Zone's pricey. Just like it's literally just paying like fucking $15 to watch a bunch of first timers fucking blow it.
Yeah,
and not all of them are first timers. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of really good comedians there. But, fucking, dude, I get mad at a $15 bar tab.
Yeah,
I do, every time.
So, I mean, I understand, but I'll be there, and if you want to hear me talk shit about cops and white people, and Christians, and I could do about 30 minutes, but...
Put it down to 3.
Yeah.
On that day.
Tight 3.
Yes.
What day is that?
January 21st.
January 21st.
I think. No, yeah, it's 21st. Hell yeah, I'm doing good.
Oh, nailed it.
I'm not horrible at numbers. Nailed it.
I'm not horrible at numbers.
I'm going to try to chug beer before I get out of here because my lady wants to go to sleep.
Dude, well, Brad, I appreciate you coming and doing it.
Dude, thank you, yeah. guys. You guys are fucking awesome. I love you guys.
All right. Fuck you for keeping me up late. Elliot, also thank you.
Yes.
And thank you, everybody, for listening.